Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. This is a free flow combo.
Hi, Carly Nimmo here from Carlosophies, and this is a free flow combo. Today, I'm going to be talking about my last week from launching my podcast to becoming number one in my category. And first of all, I guess I should explain that if you're new to this podcast, which pretty much everyone is because it's only a week old, and there are two formats. One is a free flow combo, which is this, where I pretty much walk along the beach with my iPhone and my Rode SmartLav plugged in, and I press record and I talk about whatever the hell I want to. And the other one is my interview style, where I interview fellow entrepreneurs about their fear and their struggle and, you know, kind of normalizing that entrepreneurship can be super hard, rewarding and super hard. So if you are new to these parts, what you might not know is that this podcast was started on the 1st of April and it was under a different name. And, you know, I put a lot of effort in. I had 500 downloads of my first episode and I was really excited because I felt like this was or is what I'm meant to be doing. You know, I'm definitely a broadcaster. I've worked in radio. I'm a voiceover artist. And I love talking to people. So it just makes sense that this is what I'm doing. You know, and I can't believe I haven't done it sooner. But anyway, so I felt really excited about the podcast. And then I had some issues with the name. Someone else had some issues with the name. And I changed it. Didn't legally have to, but did it because I just wanted this to get out on the right foot. So I changed it to Carlosophies. And it was an absolute shit fight. But I got there in the end. And I launched a week ago as Carlosophies with all the episodes that I had recorded and a few more. So what happened in the last week? Well, I uploaded all about 9 episodes and just started plugging away. And then yesterday, I had some ideas in my mind as to how I would like this thing to unfold and how I would really love it to gain some traction and reach a lot of people, because I feel like this kind of, you know, normalizing of our journeys and not just getting the highlight reels of entrepreneurship but really delving deep is what is missing, particularly when you're, you know, a business owner who's working from home on their own. Like, you don't get to sit down and have these kind of conversations with fellow entrepreneurs. And as someone who, you know, started a business to make friends, I have talked about it in a previous podcast, but basically I started a co-working space to try and meet like-minded people, and in the end end up meeting a lot of like-minded people and losing a lot of money because the business was a complete failure. You know, like, a lot of people are like me and they're sitting at home alone. Their friends don't really get them, don't understand what they're going through. But I do. I understand what you're going through, and so do all of my guests. So it's about talking about this kind of stuff that most people don't, you know? So anyway, that's kind of the aim of the podcast. And I had some romantic ideas that I would like to get in New and Noteworthy, and, you know, I'd like to see my name somewhere in the top 10. So yesterday, 6 days in, you know, I hadn't even looked at New and Noteworthy because I didn't think I was going to be in there. But yesterday, in an entrepreneurial online group that I'm in, somebody posted a picture, a snapshot of their phone in iTunes, and me rated at number 4 for my category. And I was just like, I actually thought what had happened was the girl had just, you know, taken a photo of her podcast playlist. I didn't think, you know, and then I saw down the bottom, hang on, that's top charts. And I was like, oh my God. I'm like number 4 with Pat Flynn is just above me, and Harvard Business Review. What? You know? And I was just like so excited. But then, guess what happened? That evil bitch in my head, she came out and decided it was playtime. And so in she comes with her little niggle, 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 and they were number four, you know, yeah, it's number four. And it's really just the Australian store. And within the Australian store, it's really just your category. It's actually not that big a deal. Get over yourself. And that hurt. That hurt my feelings. I hurt my feelings. Funny about that. I was kind of excited about it. I was still excited about it, but I was cautiously excited about it because the inner voice also said, oh, you'll be gone from there within 5 minutes. And you know what? A couple of hours later, I checked and I was back down to 54. But there were still 53 incredible podcasts ahead of me. I was still in fantastic company, but I just wasn't allowing myself to celebrate the win, you know? Like, why can't I be like, this is awesome, dude. You're the best. Own it, you know? And like, actually bathe in that, the glow of, you know, feeling some level of success and contentment and achievement. But no, I can't allow myself that for too long. So anyway, that was yesterday. Then this morning I wake up. And then I went to check. After I saw that, I was like, oh, interesting. I should see if I'm in new and noteworthy. And that was my big aim, like 3 days ago, to get into new and noteworthy. It certainly wasn't to get to number four. Like, new and noteworthy was exciting enough until I got new and noteworthy. And then it wasn't good enough. You know, it was like something else, need the next step. So this morning I wake up and I think, oh, I'll just check, you know, because I'd like to get a picture of me if I'm up there again. And so I log into iTunes, open my podcast app, have a look at top rated for my category, and what do you know? I am number one. Number one. I mean, it actually doesn't get better than that. I was number one. And I was so beside myself again. I was just so excited for a little while. And then in comes the evil bitch again. Look, it's just marketing and management category, and it's just the Australian store. Who knows? It's probably like 3 downloads in an hour or something. It's probably not even all that impressive, really. Like, get over yourself. If you were like iTunes worldwide number one, that'd be impressive. You know, so it's like evil bitch is always setting the bar one step higher so that when you get to that step, you know, you look around and you're like, oh, wow, this is awesome for like a few minutes before you look up and suddenly there's another huge obstacle ahead of you. Where I just want to stand on the top of the mountain and take in the view for a while, you know? Even if it is for only 5 minutes or 5 hours or 5 days. That's a moment, you know? It's a moment in my life and a big moment because a week ago, I didn't think that was possible for myself. And now I do, and I'm discounting that, you know? But it's funny. And I think this like might be a thing, you know? I think that there's a lot of us out there who are achieving greatness in our lives and not celebrating it or not like not allowing ourselves to really sit in the awesomeness that we've achieved, you know, not basking in the joy that that brings, and instead giving ourselves a few minutes before we move on to the next thing. And it's interesting because I never really, like, I just think to myself, oh, you know, I'm just a chick. I worked in radio for a bit. It was a small regional station. I run a voiceover agency. It's a small agency. You know, I'm not a multimillionaire. I'm not famous. I don't, like, have any really awesome skills. I don't really even know what my purpose is. You know, like, I'm not changing lives. I'm just being me, and is me good enough? But this morning, I was featured on a friend's podcast, Tina Bangle, and she has a podcast called One Voice Can Change the World. I think that's it. It's something like that. Sorry, Tina. And I was interviewed, and she did an intro of me, telling a bit about my background and my history. And I was listening to it, and I was like, wow, this chick sounds impressive. You know, like, wow, she's actually really done a lot. Me, that is. And I sounded like a professional. I just couldn't believe it, because I'm just me. You know, I'm just me. I'm not famous. I'm not an uber rich multimillionaire yet. I'm just me. I'm just a person. And that's really interesting, because I have this thing where I don't really value fame and fortune. I've never been one to put people on a pedestal because of things that they have, you know, because of public recognition, you know, like, I don't think an actor is better than a nurse, you know. I think that they both bring their own gifts to the world, and they're both human. We all shit. But then, you know, I think about when I'm thinking about guests for my podcast, and I really want to make sure that I'm doing, like, bringing to you a big, like a broad spectrum of people, some who you've never ever heard of, and some who, you know, there's absolutely no way you couldn't have heard of them. I want to bring the full spectrum, because I think we're all the same. We're all the same. Our circumstances are different, but really, we're all dealing with the same shit. We're all dealing with that negative bitch in our head who's telling us that we're not enough, we're not good enough, we're not big enough, we're not famous enough, we're not skinny enough, we're not enough. And it's funny, and it's ironic, or maybe not ironic, maybe more an oxymoron, that I don't value fame and fortune, but I'm excited to be number one in iTunes. Here's the thing. As beings, I believe that we are love. And anything that isn't love, so feelings or thoughts or actions or whatever, isn't actually us. And mostly it's other people, you know, it's other people's beliefs or projections, or, you know, it's what we've been exposed to as a child that has given us certain beliefs about ourselves that aren't love. And it's those actions and feelings and beliefs that have us question love, and instead we act from fear. You know, and the fear is the thing that keeps us small and doesn't allow us to grow or celebrate. Because for me, that fear is nobody likes a show off. So for me to be, you know, to bask in the glow that is the number one spot in iTunes for too long is either going to sabotage that for me, or I'm going to lose the respect and love of the people around me. And is that really true? No. No, it's not really true. The people who truly love me want the best for me, and they want to see me succeed, and they want to see me go as large as I can. Because in doing that, I allow other people to do the same. So what about, you know, after hearing somebody else speak about my achievements and who I am from somebody else's perspective? No, I think what I'm going to do is write that down and put it up on the wall and have like a bit of a wall of success. You know, put all my wins up there. The photo of when I became number one on iTunes, a photo of me and New and Noteworthy, you know, copy out my biggest month I've ever had and stick that on the wall. Stick anything that people send to me that I think, you know, is really lovely. Like yesterday I got a message from a girl who I had never met, and she doesn't have any mutual friends, so she certainly didn't hear from about me from a friend. And she sent me a message saying how much, excuse me, of an impact I'm having on her life, and how, you know, she just loves that I shine my light on the world, and, you know, just letting me know that I'm having a much bigger impact than sometimes I might feel. And that's really important to hear that every now and then. So I think I'll print that out and I'll stick it on my, you know, reminder wall, my reminder of the success that I've had, and that I am enough, and that I am making a difference. So if you would like to join me in creating a wall of whatever you want to call it, achievement, success, your self-love wall, you know, your wall of reminders of why you're awesome, whatever you want to call it, I would love to see how that looks for you. Until next time, peace out.
Thanks for tuning in to this Carlosophies Free Flow Combo with me, Carly Nimmo. Let's continue the conversation at carlynimmo.com. If you were a big fan of this podcast, I'd be stoked if you left a review. And if you want to hear more radness like this, be sure to subscribe and spread the word. In the meantime, be real, be rad. Peace out.